From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
You can take a man out of the country, but you can't take the country out of a man. I think there's a fair amount of truth in that. I see some evidence of it when I turn in the Bible to the book of Amos. God called Amos from the plough to be his prophet to the nation, but Amos never quite left his love of the country behind. You can see it just about everywhere in his book. He writes about country scenes, the fields and the farm, using things that he's most familiar with again and again as word pictures to get across a point in his message for God. It's one of those country scenes that we're going to have a look at this morning. But before we get a bit of straw in her hair or some clay in her boots, let's listen to the Statler brothers as they sing an appropriate piece, Over the Sunset Mountains.
The sunset mountains, someday I'll softly go into the arms of Jesus, He who has loved me so.
Now for one of those country scenes that the prophet Amos was speaking about. In Amos chapter 2 and verse 13, there's a pretty fascinating picture. God declares, Behold, I am pressed under you, as a cart is pressed that is full of sheaves. Leaning over the gate of the harvest field, we see an old wooden wagon piled high with many sheaves. That wagon comes creaking forward, making ruts across the field. Its axles are bent, the wheels creak under the excessive load, and our Lord says that He's pressed down under the load of human sin until He is to cry out because of the burden, I am pressed under you, as a cart is pressed that is full of sheaves. That's a picture that tells quite a story. The first and most obvious truth in her text is the fact that sin is very grievous and burdensome to God. This is really an amazing thought, that the eternal, infinite God should speak of being pressed and weighed down. I can't turn up a single reference in the Bible where there's even a remote suggestion that the whole burden of creation is any weight at all to the Most High. Atlas is pictured stooping underneath the globe, but the eternal God who bears up the pillars of the universe faints not, neither is weary. I read in Isaiah 40 in the verse 15, "Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing." But a strange fact, though the universe can't do it, our sin burdens God. Our iniquities weigh down the Most High. My man today thinks sin is a small thing. Nothing to get worked up or fussed about. God doesn't see what we're at, he thinks, and even if he did, he doesn't really care. That's the common line taken by man. And yet this book of God clearly teaches us that our sins are a grief to God, such a burden and such a load to him, that like a cart that's overloaded with sheaves, he's weighed down with human guilt. "Behold, I am pressed under you, as a cart is pressed that is full of sheaves." Sin is very grievous and burdensome to God. But in the second place, consider, some sins are especially grievous to God. While there's no such thing as a little sin, still there are degrees of guilt, and there are some sins which especially provoke the anger and judgment of God. The verses around our text in Amos 2 and the verse 13 tell us that licentiousness is one of those sins. In Amos' day, the Israelites seem to have dropped to a very high degree of fornication and lechery. And of course, our nation, if we look around it today, has plummeted into the cesspool of iniquity. Chastity is not exactly fashionable today. Immorality is the order of the day, and the source of endless problems too, and the destroyer of happiness, the vehicle of great grief to our God. Oppression is another of the sins that Amos pinpoints as a great provocation to God in chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. The prophet talks about those who were selling the poor for a pair of shoes, of others who were grinding the widow and the orphan down, and of yet others that were forcing the labourer to work for no reward. Injustice and oppression still hold sway in many parts of our world today. Then again, idolatry is highly offensive to God, and Amos tells us that in chapter 2 in the verse 8. He says that the people were drinking the wine of false gods. God has no time for any form of idolatry. Also, the context of Amos 2 and 13 tells us that ingratitude is very burdensome to God. Verses 9 to 12 of chapter 2 make that abundantly clear. God tells the people how he brought them out of Egypt in such mighty and dramatic fashion, how he provided prophets for them, and yet they rebelled against him, they were ungrateful. Let me emphasize today, before I leave this point, that the Lord is so pressed down under these sins that he cries out, "Behold, I am pressed under you, as a cart is pressed that is full of sheaves." While it's true that sin is grievous to the Lord, that some sins are especially grievous to him, it magnifies God's mercy when we see that he bears the load. "Behold," our text says, "I am pressed under you as a cart is pressed that is full of sheaves." Notice that the cart isn't said to break. It's pressed. Our Lord is pressed, and yet he bears. If you and I were in God's place, would we have tolerated the weight of human sin directed against us? No chance. Such is our level of impatience that we'd have burned the universe within a week or stamped it to powder under our feet. Have you ever seen a man who has been insulted in the street by a low-lying person, and yet the man stands and he takes it all? The fellow spits in his face, he takes that too. The wretch thumps him, he takes it without a word. Those around him are urging him, "Give him what for?" "No," he says, "I forgive him everything." The guy goes on to knock him down, drag him through the gutter, but he still takes it. And when he rises covered in mud, he says, "If there's anything I can do to help you, let me know." Just then, the wretch that has been performing the assault is arrested by a policeman for an outstanding debt. The man who's been assaulted takes out his purse, pays the debt, and he says, "You may go free." Then the wretch spits in his face. Have you ever seen that? I haven't, and quite frankly, I never expect to. But that is what God's been doing for us. Though like the cart, he's pressed under the load of sheaves, yet the axle doesn't break. He is patience with unrepentant sinners still. Behold, I am pressed under you as a cart is pressed that is full of sheaves. Just think of it. How easily God could avenge his honour. A stone, a tile from a roof, a thunderbolt, a puff of wind, a grain of dust, a whiff of gas, a broken blood vessel, and it's all over, and we're dead, and in the hands of an angry God for all eternity. But God bears. That's amazing. Sin is grievous unto the Lord. Some sins are especially grievous to him. He bears the load. But not only does God still bear with sin, but in the person of his Son, he bore and took away sin. The great problem was this. God must punish sin, and yet he wanted to have mercy on the sinner. How could that work? Just like this. Jesus comes to be the substitute for all who trust in him. My load of guilt is laid upon his shoulders. The sheaves of my sin are piled upon him. My soul looks back to see the burdens thou didst bear when hanging on that cursed tree, and knows her guilt was there. Isaiah 53 in verse 6 puts it like this, "The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." There they lie, sheaf upon sheaf, until he is pressed down like that wagon that's creaking as it moves along. Behold, I am pressed under you, as a cart is pressed that is full of sheaves. Christ was burdened on Calvary, that you and I might be lightened. He was pressed, that you and I might go free. I pray that you will have the grace to believe upon him now. If not, then I come to my last point. God will only bear the load of our provocation for a little time. And if we're not in Christ when the end comes, that same load will crush us forever. According to some commentators, our text could also carry the meaning, "I will press you as a cart that is full of sheaves presses your place." That is, just as a heavily loaded wagon presses into the soft eastern roads and leaves deep furrows, so I'll crush you beneath the load of your sin. Do I need to expand on that? I don't think so. If you don't believe in Christ, then you'll die in your sins, and punishment will be your portion. God has had patience with you. Let his long-suffering lead you to repentance. May the Lord help you to come to Christ and trust him for your salvation. May the Lord bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.